The Montenegrin guitar duo performing the circus music Opus 54 by Carlo Domeniconi. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring some of the more unusual pieces of the guitar repertory this week. This is the intermezzo from La Boda de Luis Alonso by Jimenez in this over-the-top performance by Kazuhito Yamashita.
Thank you.
Kazuhito Yamashita performing La Boda de Luis Alonso by Jimenez. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next is the LA Guitar Quartet performing their parody on Paco Bell's canon, titled Paco Bell's Loose Canon. LA Guitar Quartet founding member Scott Tennant spoke about their recording.
One day at rehearsal, we were just spent, and we had like a couple hours to go, and we just started sitting down, goofing off, which was what happens when the espresso machine is not working at one of our houses. And so, you know, one of us starts playing the chord progression, and we just start improvising. And then we just goofing off, well, what if it was country? What if it was reggae? What if it was punk? What if it was, disco, funk, retro, or something? And we thought, you know, this could be kind of fun. And so each one of us was responsible for coming up with one or two variations.
And you got the banjo job.
I got the banjo job. I wanted the banjo job. Yeah, are you kidding? And it's actually a cheat. It's a banjo, but they call it a guitar-jo. It's a six-string banjo that's tuned like a guitar. Or at least I tuned it like a guitar. So because I learned to fake these banjo licks with guitar tuning, I convinced the record company, which was, it's still pretty conservative, I convinced them to let me use a banjo. And I went and I borrowed this thing, and it was a lot of fun. It was just a blast.
Thank you.
Bell's Loose Cannon, performed by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. We're highlighting humor and music on this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is a flamenco piece by Marcos Teixeira titled El Camino, performed by the Pimenteira Flamenco Guitar Duo.
Thank you.
The Pimenteira Flamenco Guitar Duo performing El Camino by Marcos Teixeira. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next is a guitar concerto based on the theme song to the Mr. Ed TV show, as recorded by Scott Tennant. Scott Tennant spoke about the project.
That was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I did it. A lot of people don't know I did it. Delos had these projects. What were they? Mozart TV was one of them, where these TV themes were arranged in the styles of different composers. I did, with the Hollywood Pickup Orchestra, it was called the Hollywood Orchestra, the Hollywood Symphony or something, which is one of the best orchestras I've ever heard, actually. These pickup people in L.A. are just amazing. And this guy arranged the Mr. Ed theme in the style of Rodrigo, of a Rodrigo concerto. But they were fun. And one time I got this message from Pepe Romero. I came home from a tour and there was a message waiting. And it was Pepe. And he's saying, Scott, you know, I was just, he was calling long distance from like Chicago O'Hare or something. He's waiting for a plane. He says, you know, I'm here in Chicago. I was just using the bathroom and I hear guitar on the music above my head. And I think, it's me, but it's not me. And is it Rodrigo? No, but it's me. And I'm thinking, and then he goes on with this message, and he thinks it's the most humorous thing. He goes, and then I realize that is the theme to Mr. Ed. And I'm thinking, what? Who is this clown doing this? Because it's very Spanish, and you know, and it sounded like Pepe, I guess, to a degree. And he was saying, then I realized it was you. He just called me to commend me on it, you know. But yeah, you know, I got thumbs up from Pepe, the Rodrigo King.
Scott Tennant and the Hollywood Chamber Symphony in the theme to the Mr. Ed TV show. We'll close this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Hoedown from the Americana Suite by John Duart. It's performed by the Prague Guitar Quartet. Closing this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the Prague Guitar Quartet performing the Hoedown from the Americana Suite by John Duert. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.